dad's mix.
Yes.
It didn't wait till Mabel comes in then. And she will tell part of it too. Your stepfather told you about those problems that they had up there.
Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh.
In that reservation. What do you call it? The Malheur?
Malheur.
Uh-huh.
In order, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because they gave them an Indian's land over there for them to stay over there and live over there, you know.
Yeah.
But them people, they don't know how to farm or do anything like that. They don't know nothing about it. They don't stay there. They run off from the place, they go to a different place. That's why them Indians are never on that reservation, he said. That was given to them Indians.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess one of the agents up there, they didn't like one of the agents. Did he ever tell you about that, what that agent did, or?
No.
Never talked about it, huh?
Yeah.
I kind of thought that the man's name was Reinhardt. Did he ever talk to you about a man that name was Reinhardt up there? An agent. I think he was mean to the Indians.
Yeah, maybe that's why they don't stay over there.
Yeah.
The old people or something like that, blind, crippled, can't walk, you know, to help them. If they go across the road, you take them across. But you make fun of none of them. You be good to them. That's what he tell me to do.
What to do?
Never make fun of a lame person that walk around with crutches.
Uh-huh.
Never say nothing to him. Just leave him alone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, now, he was the only father you ever remembered because
he
was such a little...
Because I don't know my father. My father was killed when I was stealing a basket. I don't know nothing about it.
Yeah, but you told us something about that the other day, about
yeah.
He was killed by what?
Mm-hmm.
Who was it that killed your father?
Huh?
You told us about your own father getting killed the other day.
Yeah, that's my real father, you know. He got killed in Reno.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He's the first Indian man, I guess, got killed over there. Killed by a Washu man and a Paiute man from Sears.
And they killed him over there in Reno.
Uh-huh.
Did you know why? Was it a fight or something?
No, you know, he's a gambler. He's a gambler and he always wins money. Every place where they, you know, having a big time, my father would go over there and play cards and play hand game, he's sure to win.
That's
why he always have lots of money on him, and that's one reason they killed him over money, I guess. When they found his body, they even cut off his pants pockets off. Everything, just joined him in here. It's broken, just hanging onto the flesh back here. The knees all disjointed. That's how he was when they found him.
Huh.
Right up there by the old VNT track, on that side.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Was it to rob him, or
maybe.
Because they were mad at him for
the money? Just for the money, I guess. They want to rob him, I guess.
It wasn't because to get even with him, then, you don't think, for winning so much.
Uh-huh.
I think it, which one was it?
Maybe they think he's got all the money on him. Maybe they're going to take the money or something like that.
I see. Well, it probably was robbery, huh?
Uh-huh.
I thought maybe it was revenge. I thought they were maybe mad because he won so much.
No.
You don't think it was that. So then your mother married...
The way after while we stayed in Reno, then we moved down to Wadsworth. I was small, about 3 years old, maybe small.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we moved down to Wadsworth, I got hurt when I was walking around. You know, I got out of from a table like this, and I slipped this kind of linoleum, and my legs, I was under the table, I took get up, uh-huh. and about my head and my legs went like that. That's why I hurt my hip. Oh. From on that time, I was crippled. I was lame when I was about 4 years old.
Oh, I was
lame, yeah. Oh. And even that time, my mother, you know, I think I was not four, because she said she put me in a basket, tie me up clear to here, then she start work on me. They call my leg like that and stretch it and twist it like that. Even if I cry, every time she put me in the basket, she do that to me.
Huh.
That's why I guess later on I don't limp around, but my like a bad hip on this side.
Uh-huh. You still have some trouble, but not as much as you
yeah.
did.
Then we were in Wadsworth, and I guess Lee married my mother in Indian Way, you know.
Yeah.
Then we stayed there for a while, then we moved down here. Then you know where we went to, when we were going to the dam through that deep squeeze over there?
Yeah.
On this side of the field, right there. That's where we stayed with somebody.
Oh.
Some people over there. We stayed over there with them maybe one whole winter, I guess. Because I remember we always played there. There were my brother and another young boy. They always play, they say, we play hand games. And there was one old lady there. And you be partners. And we were on one side, and them two young boys were on that side. We play hand games. And then way after a while, I caught cold and said, come on, we play, you're not sick, come on. Play hand game. Then this old lady said, come on, we play, we're gonna win them this time, she said. We sit down there and she said, no, where's your blanket? Where's your blanket? She said, my blanket's way over there in my bed. Go get it. I went, I had little rabbit blanket. I had little rabbit blanket. I threw it over me and tied over here and start playing hand game. then boys, they tried to guess me. They always, they miss me.
Uh-huh.
They miss me. Well, I do this and I go like that.
On your blanket.
Even if they guess, I don't show my bone like that. Oh. Keep on going like that. Way after a while, my brother come on. Show your bones, she said. He got rough with me, then I start crying, and then I go back to bed and go to sleep with my blanket tied on me. Then after that, we stayed over there for a while, then we moved over here to the place over there, that old pump house down there by the river on that side. Two houses are right now. Yeah. There was a house over there, belonged to a white people. I guess they were the ones that were burning lime up here, over here by Frank John's house.
Oh.
Them white people, Chinamen cooked for them over there, and they were living in that house. And after they moved out, and I guess my stepfather bought that place.
Oh.
Then we stayed there. A long time.
And then you went to school there?
Then huh? I went to school.
Uh-huh.
And I went to school, and my stepfather brought me to school. And I went go to school, and I went learn something, and I went play with some girls, with lots of girls. I said. And he brought me over. We went over to the agent's house, you know. Then that man, I guess, he asked what he wants. And as my stepfather told him, this my little girl said, She wants to go to school and play with girls. That man, the superintendent, he had glasses and he looked good at me. Looked over his glasses like that, looked at me like that. I was sitting there. And then he went and do like that. Shook his head. Then I sit down there. I think he must have said, No, I think that way. But I was sitting down there, and away after a while he said, no, she's too small. Another year. Next year she'll be in school. So my stepfather took me home. We went that way then to the house. I cried along because I wanted to go to school. I cried along, and then we got home, and then my mother asked her, what's the matter? Then my stepfather says, no, that superintendent says she's too small. Uh-huh. She's too small, yet next year she'll be ready. He said, and my mother, don't cry, next year you'll go, she said. Then I forget all about my school and just play around. And after that we move over here where Sarah's still staying now. We were over there. That's the place where my stepfather got sick. He didn't want to stay over there. And my mother and my aunt, they made a big house just like Hurtipi,
yeah.
Made out of willows and tulip, great big one, round, way up here by Harry Winnemucker's place on the other side. They stayed over there when he was pretty sick, because he wanted to be in an Indian house.
He did want to stay in an Indian house.
He didn't want to stay in a white people's house, yeah. He was staying in an Indian house. So they picked that up and they moved over there, my aunt, my mother. And way after a while, he got worse and worse and worse. Then they moved over here on this side of the cemetery on that road there.
Mm-hmm.
There was one vacant house over there. Then they stayed there. That's the place where he died. He died in 1915, January. Then we stayed across. Then Lisa's son told my mother, tell him, Aunt, you stay right here. Don't you go no other place, because there's no home for you. No place, stay right here. And told my stepfather, don't you leave the place, you stay right here.
Uh-huh.
Stay right on that place, no matter whatever people say to you, don't you move away from it. But instead of that, there was lots of talk, lots of talk, lots of talk. So my mother, she couldn't stand it, so we had to move back into Wadsworth again.
That was because your stepfather had died in that house? Is that the reason why? Why was there talk?
You know that my stepfather's son, he was going around with one woman, and he was going to marry that woman.
Uh-huh.
Marry that woman, and my stepfather said, don't marry her. And after my stepfather died, this lady said, Charlie wants them, his aunt and them two of his half-sister want them to live on that place. Because Charlie wants to marry one of them, my sister or me, what that lady said. That's one part my mother don't like to hear, she said.
Oh,
I see. Uh-huh. And then we move out of there.
Oh, I see. That because you mean that Charlie was wanted to marry you?
Yeah, that's what the other woman told or said, you know. But he was supposed to be our cousin from on the Lee's side, you know. He was Lee's son.
Yeah.
And he's my stepfather, and I always called him my brother when
sure.
I was small.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So that's... I was asking just the other day what would happen if stepbrothers and sisters ever did get married. And I guess in your case, because you were stepbrother and sister, why, you felt like you were brothers and sisters, is that right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You're true brothers and sisters?
Yeah.
So So then you moved back to Wadsworth again, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We stayed there for a long time. Then that's the time I met her Uncle Lloyd, and we lived together, and then we moved into Fernley. He worked on a ranch out there, and we moved out there, and we worked over there for a long time in Fernley.
Now, this was Lloyd?
Mabel's Uncle Lloyd. Lloyd Alec.
Lloyd Alec.
He was my first husband.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We were there and we have 12 our boss, you know, they went on bankrupt and they have to bank took up their place and we had to leave with the place. So we stayed around in Washington, then we had to come back again over here.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have no place then. We had no place. But that place where my house was still on now, there was an old woman. Her son died. Nobody took care of that woman. And they told my husband, if you two, you know this old lady very well. She's from Wadsworth, you know. You know her, and if you'd only take good care of her, you stay on the place, and take good care of her until she dies. You take care of her and take that place over. So we did. But my husband died before that old lady.
Oh, she did?
Uh-huh. Then she died too.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we, on that place. They put us on that place in 1916, I think.
Oh.
Uh-huh. We didn't have no place.
Well then, were you married when, you weren't married when Lee died?
No.
Oh.
No, I wasn't married.
And then you've been on that place ever since, huh?
Uh-huh.
I've often wondered about Lee. Do you have any photographs of him?
No, we did have one, but I lost it. I don't know where it went. He was sitting in a wagon. We had it in the other house across. We were over there after he died. That's the time we lost it.
Uh-huh.
I got no picture, but I've got the old man's picture, the old Chief Winnemucca's picture.
Yeah.
You've seen it on that highway book.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's Lee's father. That old man that's got the feather sticking up straight like
you. Yeah.
Yeah, that's Lee's father.
That really was Lee's father then.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. His name was, let me see what his name. Namaka, I think his Indian name.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes it's another Indian name is Movitawaka, you know, he's got a bone sticking through his nose.
Yes.
Bone like that. That's what they call him by that name. Movitawaka, as he said. He's got some kind of bone sticking through him here, you know.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Well, then, was Lee Sarah's brother, full brother? Sarah Winnemucca?
No. Sarah Winnemucca's one of the Natchez. Natchez.
Uh-huh.
The old man, her, let me see. I guess it's her brother that's buried, you know, by that railroad crossing way up there, cemetery over there, one flight over there.
Uh-huh.
That's that old Captain Natchez, they call him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's his, Sarah's, his sister.
Sarah's sister. Well, in some of the books I've read, it says that Sarah and Lee were brother and sister, but I think maybe they called each other brother and sister, and white people thought that they were really, really truly brother and sister.
Right.
Were they cousins?
Maybe they're cousins.
Uh-huh. So they knew each other real well, didn't they?
Uh-huh.
There weren't two Lee Winnemuckas, were there?
No.
Just the one.
Uh-huh.
Well, do you know how they were related, if they were? If Lee and Sarah were related?
I don't know how they were related. I guess that old man, that real Chief Winnemucca, I guess he's related to that Natchez, old Natchez.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I don't know which way.
Well, was Sarah Winnemucca?
Sarah Winnemucca's brother.
Was that Sarah Winnemucca's name really Winnemucca? Or was it Sarah Natchez?
Who?
Sarah Winnemucca.
In a paper, they call her Winnemucca, but she's supposed to be Natchez.
Uh-huh.
Her father's name's Natchez, you know.
Uh-huh. That's what I thought, possibly.
Uh-huh. She's not the Lee Winnemucca's sister or daughter, no. She's got just only one son, that's Charlie Winnemucca, that died here.
Uh-huh. Did he have any brothers?
Who, Lee?
Lee.
Some cousins, I guess. Some cousins in Fort McDermott, I think. I know that one they called Osceola Winnemucca, that was his sister's son.
That was his sister's son, the old man,
Osceola Winnemucca,
yeah.
They called him. He's not old when he died.
Yeah.
He's way younger than Lee. That's Lee's aunt's son.
Lee's aunt's son.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There were two of them old ladies, two of them. They were sisters. One of them died here and she's buried over here at the cemetery. Her name was Amy.
Amy Winnemucca?
Uh-huh, Amy.
So then there were two sisters, and they were aunts of Lee's. Is that right?
Huh?
Two sisters who were aunts of Lee Winnemucca.
Uh-huh.
Is that right? Was Amy an aunt of Lee Winnemucca?
Yeah, them two ladies, yeah.
What was the other one's name?
I don't know the other one's name. She's but half blind, but the other one was good, she can see good, you know.
Uh-huh.
She's the one that died here, but the other one, I don't know where she died.
Well, then Ocho was...
I think that blind woman is that Ocho Winnemucca's mother. Osceola Winnemucca's mother.
And that was that Amy? Or the
no,
other one?
No, the other blind one.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
I see. Uh-huh. You never saw these people, did you? Did you ever see Ocho or any of those?
I met that Ocho man one time in Oahu.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
He was an Indian doctor, wasn't he?
No.
He wasn't.
No, he wasn't.
Because, a lot of people are interested in Sarah Winnemucca.
Uh-huh.
And some people are going to start pretty soon writing books about her.
Uh-huh.
And also about some of the other people whose names were in history, just like Lee's. And just as sure as anything, they're going to say that Lee and Sarah were brother and sister. And I've heard from other people that they were not, just like you told me.
Yeah, they're not.
Well, now, did Lee have He was married before he married your mother, because of course it's Charlie's. Charlie's mother. What was Charlie's mother's name? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't know her. I've never seen her. I guess he died when he was small, when Charlie was small.
She died when Charlie was small.
I don't know where she's from, cause my stepfather, he goes all over, travels. He goes to Malheur Reservation, Walla Walla, Washington, all along this way.
Yeah.
Oregon, Idaho. It goes any place.
The books say that Lee's first wife was, that her name was Mattie. But I don't know whether that's, I was wondering if you'd ever heard about it or not.
I don't know.
So there's just...
After Lee married, my mother, this store man over here that called Golding, he calls my mother Mattie. Because we know him so well in Wadsworth a long time ago when I was small. My mother used to voice for his wife in Wadsworth. So from on that time, old that man Golding, you know, he always called my mother Mattie. But her real name is, them Indians call her in Indian, Sadi, her Indian name.
Sadi,
then the white, and Sally.
Sally,
and Sadi.
Was she very, very old when she died?
No, she wasn't very old. She died in 1923. Sometime in August. Yeah, 1923 she died.
Why I'm asking you about that is that I have a real old newspaper clipping, and it told about a Sardi who had just died, who was 104 years old. And so I was wondering if that happened to be her, but maybe that's what they called almost anybody that's name was really Sally. They call him Sardi, huh? I wondered why they, because that name Sardi looked kind of funny for a name, but that's probably what it was. So she was a Sally. And then Lee was the son of the man who had the bone in his nose.
Yeah.
And Charlie was the son of Lee.
Now,
did Charlie have any kids?
No.
That was all the children that... You come about as close to being a descendant as anybody of that old little mother.
That old man, he died someplace around Garrock, around in there, what they call Granite. Around in there someplace. Yeah. That's where he's buried. He's buried around in there among the mountains someplace nobody knows except Lee. Except Lee, he knows the place.
They took him over there, they took him out and buried him after he died.
Yeah.
Well, was he traveling?
No, they were living up there. You know how these Indians, they go from place to place where they can get food, you know. Deer meat, anything, rabbit, something, that kind of place where they move from place to place.
Yeah.
That's why they were up there, and I guess he got sick and
died up there. So they just buried him.
He was old, too. My stepfather said, we just wrap him up in blanket, then canvas over on top of him, just buried him. No box. Him to lay in, take him out on horseback, dig hole, among rocks. We have to work hard, dig hole, then we cover him up with rocks, he said. And nobody knows where he's buried. But way after a while, one time some white people come over here when Charlie was still living, and they want to know where Lee buried his father, that old man. Then Charlie said, he knows. He knows them. Took the white people up that way. He can't find nothing because he don't know nothing about it. He don't know where he was buried. Then he, and another time they, when we was living up on the other side, that old pump house way up there, the white people go over there and they want to take Lee over to the granite, someplace around there where that old man died. We want you to show us where you bury him. We couldn't take his bones, they said. Take his bones. No, that's one thing I'll never do, he said. I'll never give my father's bones away to nobody, he said. No, I can't do it. No matter how much money you offer me for my father's bone, I can't take it, he said. That's wrong, he said. It's wrong with me if I do that. He never took them white people that way. No.
I'm glad.
I don't know how much money he would they would give him if he went over there and showed them where he buried him. Good thing he never done it.
Well, now is Lee buried over here in this cemetery?
Yeah, he's buried over here.
Never been over to that cemetery. Is your mother buried over there?
No, she's buried in Watchworth. Most of my people are buried in Watchworth, and so is her people. They're buried in Watchworth.
He rode horseback a lot too, didn't he?
He said he used to carry mail up to someplace around Oregon on horseback.
Did he?
Yeah, to deliver mail. He's got to change horses.
He's carried mail that far, huh? Gracious.
Yeah. There's a lot of things, you know. I could, when they're sitting down on the chair, I'd get close to him and ask him something. And I'd take his hands like that, and he's got a big, pretty looking young girl picture tattooed on here.
Oh, he did have on his arm.
On his arm. And on here he had he's tattooed a sword sticking into the flesh and the point sticking out here. And red, kind of red, look like ink, you know, look like blood coming out of it. And another place, I don't know where that one is. The lady was standing this way, I think.
On this side, there's a
white man and an Indian shaking hands like that. Two hands.
Really?
That was tattooed right here, too. I still remember, because I always look at, you know, he's full-blooded Indian, but his flesh is white. Real white. And it shows plain, that tattoo shows plain. And I always look at that sword right here.
Looks like the blood.
I asked him, what's this? This red thing. Well, that's you know what that is, he said. When you cut yourself, blood coming out. That's my blood, he said. I still remember. I never forget it. And that two hands going like that, you know, shaking hands like that. Making friends, he said. Shaking hands, making friends.
When did he have those tattoos put on, I wonder? When did he have those tattoos?
I don't know when he had it.
That's it. I
never forget it. Yeah.
What other things do you remember about him?
Yeah, I didn't know. When I was small, what things I see, I don't forget.
Yeah.
I don't forget.
What other things do you remember about him that he did for you, or just anything about him?
much. He took care of me and raised me up, you know. He would eat a grub, buy my shoes, buy my clothes, and everything.
Just like you were his own girl, huh?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think of him as my own father.
Sure.
Because I don't know my father. Yeah. I don't know who my father is.
Uh-huh.
I have a father, but
yeah.
And he was killed when I was still small, so I don't know nothing about my own father. But when I get a little bit grown up, I think, you know, I always think that he was my father.
That Lee was.
Uh-huh. I always think that uh-huh. way. I always think he was my father.
He was good to you, huh?
Uh-huh.
Did he have tuberculosis when he died?
No, he died, what they call it, you know. His leg was swollen, and they call it Bright's disease.
Oh.
Bright's disease, that's what he died with. They tried to cut him open in some place around here. Some kind of liquid running out, looked like yellow stuff.
Oh,
yellow stuff. You know, they take the splint and break it.
Yeah.
Real sharp ones, they put it at the end of the stick and they put it on here, just tap it a little bit like that. So it cuts in the skin and it bleeds.
Yeah.
It's supposed to bleed, but instead of bleeding, that yellow stuff runs out.
Oh,
that's what kind of disease he died from.
Oh.
A swelling to his knee.
Oh, gracious.
One leg was like that.
Oh.
Maybe that's the same they call diabetes, huh?
I don't know enough about it. I just have no idea.
But on the paper, I see it says that Bright's disease on it.
Oh,
uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Who was his doctor? Who was his Indian doctor?
Indian doctor. He said that lady, the one that always, you know, cut his legs
mm-hmm.
like that with that flint rock, you know.
Yeah.
She was a lady, I don't know her name. She was a lady.
Oh, it was a lady.
Uh-huh, yeah. Lady, uh-huh.
It wasn't really an Indian doctor then, she just...
Yeah, uh-huh, she just tried to help him like that. She wasn't an Indian doctor.
Uh-huh.
Maybe she said it might be, your blood might be bad, and we
uh-huh.
might drain some of it out, something like that, you know.
Uh-huh.
But instead of that, there's no blood, it's that kind of stuff come out.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And another thing he tells me about is the time that he was staying over here at Fort Churchill.
Oh, did he?
With some soldiers.
He stayed over there? Huh?
With some soldiers. He stayed there in the camp with them. He had a soldier's uniform.
Uh-huh.
He still had the sword, long knife, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's sharp in both edges, and I don't know what they've done with it.
Uh-huh.
But my mother always tried to take care of it good, wrap it up in a cloth and put it in a trunk. But after he died, I guess he must have taken it and thrown it away.
Uh-huh.
And he said, while they were up there, you know, he drills with the soldiers.
Yes.
Then on some days they were taking their day off, maybe Saturday or Sunday, any time. That mountain over there on this side of that old Fort Churchill, that mountain was all covered with soldiers in blue uniforms. climbing up here and there and here, all over there. Mm-hmm. When we go to Pinets, we go through there. That's where I climbed with lots of soldiers.
With a bunch of soldiers, coming up that hill.
Yeah.
There's an Indian cave, a doctor cave, pretty close to
there. Yeah, way above that. Yeah. My broken heart around there someplace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did he ever tell you about that?
No.
Did he ever go in for it?
No.
Well, how'd you hear about it? Who told you about it?
Huh? Let me see. Some people from Virginia City told us about that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Then he tell us about them Indians. These Indians that's around in Fort McDermott, around there someplace, they call them Queen River.
Yeah.
Queen River Indians.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They're the ones that were curled up over there at Fort Churchill.
I didn't know they had any.
Taking prisoners, you know. Not taking prisoners. They were killing a white man's cattle, and they got blamed for it. So they were driven out there. They stayed out there, I don't know how long, the way after what. They driving this way. Driving this way.
The Indians?
They tried to give them land up there, below Weeks, round in there someplace. They give them land over there. Them Indians, they don't like it over there because they belong over here at Fort McDermott.
Yeah.
So they don't want to stay, so my soldiers come with them. They come. Take them. I don't know how far they went. Maybe they cleared to Fort McDermott.
They took them part of the way back.
Yeah,
They didn't want to be there, huh?
If they had always, my stepfather said, they had one wagon that was for their grub and little children.
Mm-hmm.
And little children. Most of them grown-ups were walking.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
All the way to McDermott.
Uh-huh.
It's a long way.
Yeah.
It's a long way.
They come through a Fernley around there someplace.
Mm-hmm.
You know that place where Red Light District?
Yeah.
Over there?
Mm-hmm.
There used to be a road coming down the hill this way, down.
Right.
They come through that road, he said.
Uh-huh.
There's an old cemetery right there, long time. Just across there, he said.
Huh.
Then they come across the river. I don't know whether they come across the river or they were coming on the other side of the river, clear on that side.
On the east side, huh?
Yeah, they must be coming to me because they stayed overnight to someplace way up there above the dam. Someplace over there, soldiers around them, watching them overnight. They stayed over there.
Mm-hmm.
And the next day they got to come again.
Uh-huh. So they took the Twin River people back to McDermott, or started them on their way.
They started. They don't want to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard one white man say, "You Indians, you got land over there in the Weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's a reservation for Indians over there, someplace in there," he said.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my stepfather told me about that.
Mm-hmm.
But these young people, they don't know nothing about it now.
Uh-huh.
Nobody knows nothing about it. Yeah. Same way with the Marihui Indians. They run away from that place. And so is the same Shoshone people in Reese River.
Uh-huh.
They were given that land over there in Reese River, and the Shoshones don't like it.
Uh-huh.
They said, they're going to starve over here. We don't stay here and starve. Then One can't go away like that way, they're all gone.
All gone.
Then the white people, they take a homestead right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they said, this lady from Fallon, she said, that place used to be called, when it was given to these Indians, it used to be called Indian Valley.
It did?
Indian Valley.
East River Valley, huh?
Huh?
Where the Reese River runs through.
Yeah, where the Reese River runs through. That was supposed to be Indian land, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. It's just that this lady that's a man that was buried in Waters the other day, Wednesday, his half sister told us that when we were away out there on the other side of East Gate, picking pines.
Who is that?
I think her name was Minnie Johnson, I think. Yeah, I think it was her name. Dennis Shaw that was buried in Waters. He's a half sister. They both have one father and different mother.
Uh-huh. It's Nellie Harner's sister, huh?
Uh-huh.
Nellie Harner?
Yes, Nellie Harner's Dennis, Nellie's brother. Yeah. And this one is, they've got one father.
Uh-huh.
But this Nellie's also a different father, and a Shaw.
Oh.
And her father's name is Jimmy Shaw. And these two, them older ones, they have Dennis and this other woman from Fallon, they have one father.
Oh.
Uh-huh. He lives in Stillwater a long time. I don't know his name. Tall man.
How many years did you go to school?
Not very long, because I don't know much.
Well, I think you know so much, and that I wondered if you went to school a long time. I think you know an awful lot.
No, I don't know. I just went as far as sixth grade.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Then I thought I know everything. I quit.
Oh, I see. You're a dropout.
Yeah.
Well, did you two people go to school at the same time?
Yes.
And there, sometimes I went over to the club in Palace over there, tried to mark your ticket, you know.
Yeah.
I talked with people over there. You know. Then one white man, one of the boys went over there and said, "Hey, I'm going to ask you something." "What are you going to ask me?" I said. Where did you go to school?" "On the reservation," I said. He said. Then he said, "You talk pretty good," he said. "How far you went when you were in school?" "Fifth grade," I said. but you talk good," I said. He said, "But you talk good." "No, I don't know much. I talk any old way I want to talk." I said, "Made him laugh."
Well, I thought you talked so well, and that I thought maybe you went.
No.
Well, then you stopped school a long time then before Lee died, huh?
Yeah, I quit school after he died.
After he died?
Uh-huh. That's 1915. They tried to send me to Stuart, but I didn't like over there.
Uh-huh.
I stayed over there about 4 months.
Uh-huh.
Then I come home and never went back. They tried to get me to go back, because I don't want to go back.
Uh-huh.
Because my mother was alone, nobody helped her.
Oh, see,
I'm so sorry, for I got to stay with my mother and take care of her, so I never went back. That was the end of my schooling.
Uh-huh. Well, did Lee go up into the Mount Hero area up there and all around after he married your mother, or were these things that he did before?
He did before.
Before.
After he married my mother, he stayed down here.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And he didn't tell you anything about all the things that happened up there. Did he ever talk about Sarah with him up there? To you? You know who I mean, Sarah Winnemucca, don't you?
Uh-huh.
She's a real famous woman.
Mm-hmm. She was the one that's married to one of the soldiers, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She wrote a book, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear about that book?
No.
Well, Sarah Winnemucca, I think, was the first Indian woman in the United States that wrote a book.
They said he taught school in Level Rock.
Yeah, she did.
When she was young, you know, mm-hmm. for Indian kids.
Yeah.
That's what I heard about her.
Yeah, she taught school over there. I don't know how long, but she taught school. And everybody thinks that Lee is, and she are full brother and sister.
Mm-hmm, no,
they're not.
They're not.
Mm-hmm. Probably because she took the name Winnemucca.
Yeah.
That really wasn't her name, was it? Winnemucca.
It's, that Winnemucca's not her name. She's supposed to be Natchez.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And the Winnemucca that had the bone in his nose, that was not her father, was it?
No, that was Lee's father.
Yeah, but it wasn't Sarah's father.
No, not Sarah's father. There's one lady still living, I think she's in Carson, staying with her daughter, Marilyn. She married a washerman and she stays in there. She's that Natchez daughter.
She's that Natchez
now. It's higher than it was in the
paper. Ada.
Ada. Ada Henry, Ada, her
Ada
name.
Henry. Yeah.
Her daughter's name is Marilyn Patty, but she married one the washer, left Patty and married one washerman. I don't know. Her name.
Somebody said her name was Miller. Is that right now?
Maybe. Uh-huh. I think that's it.
Uh-huh. I tried to find her the other day and I couldn't find
her. Uh-huh. Because her mother, she knows it too.
She knows about it too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think we ought to get the record straight because...
Yeah. The Marin's there, she can, interpret for her.
Can she talk English?
Not very well. Uh-huh. She's about half blind now, too.
Uh-huh.
Your daughter can talk.
Huh?
Her daughter can talk.
Yeah.
Was it her daughter that was living over there close to Mamie John's?
Yeah, used in that little house over there.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And she's married to Patty, huh?
Uh-huh.
And I know who she is.
Yeah.
How did the Indians get enough food to eat over in this part of the country? They didn't have any pensions, and they didn't have any social security. How did Lee, for instance, make it any money to feed you people on? You said he fed you and everything. Did he work?
Who?
Lee.
No, I think they're talking about them rations they get from the government, I guess.
Well,
just a little bit, about a pound of sugar, pound of beans, pound of coffee, something like that. When they put them all together, tie them up like this, one little bunch here and one little bunch here in a flour sack, that's how much ration mm-hmm. they get. Long time ago when I was small, I can remember it because I always lead two old ladies over here to the commissary where they get their rations. And about that big piece of this solid pork,
yeah,
bacon, you know, thick one. That's how they used to live like that. I know. It's just everybody had a hard time down here.
They
and
were
during,
hungry, weren't they?
Uh-huh.
A lot of times.
Yeah, and during when the kiwi runs, that's the time they get lots of kiwis.
Yeah.
They grind, fix them up good, that's for their winter food.
Mm-hmm.
Fish, rabbit, something like that, for ground.
Do you ever remember being hungry, really hungry, for the, when there was no food in the house at all? When you were...
Mm-hmm.
There's no food, huh?
Yeah, there's lots of them Indians are like that around here. You know, a person over to our place over there, we always have something to eat. Some people have got nothing to eat at home. They go over there and eat with us.
Eat with us.
That's how they go. They go from house to house, the ones that got nothing to eat. That's how I know them, because I've seen them do that.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Well,
a hard time.
Oh, those were the old people that couldn't help themselves. Huh?
Yeah, uh-huh.
If a big strong Indian came and ate your food, what would you do about it? if it's just a lazy one.
Yes, they're the ones that you go hungry, you know. The ones that hunt, they don't go hungry.
Uh-huh.
The ones that hunt around for game, you know.
Rabbit
and deer, something like that, and ducks like that, they don't go hungry. But these lazy ones, they're the ones.
Yeah, and then do they come and eat your food?
Yeah. And us Indians, we're not like white people, you know. If somebody come over to my house, I feed them. I charge them nothing. Charge them nothing. But white people, they got to pay you when they eat with you.
Mm-hmm.
That Indians are not like that. Then there's another thing. My stepfather told me, whenever you get to be a lady, young woman, old people come to your place, if they're hungry, give them bread and coffee. That's plenty, he said.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good way if you do that.
Mm-hmm.
Never turn them down.
Mm-hmm.
The
same way my father.
Yeah,
they say,
you give them food, you give them food, that's your friendship to these people.
Uh-huh.
That's what my father told me.
Uh-huh.
My father, I claim him to be my father.
Sure, you call him your father.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. When you talked to him, what did you call him?
He called me daughter.
And what did you call him?
I never called me, you know, in Paiute, Na'a means father.
Yeah.
But Hai means stepfather. I always call him Hai stepfather.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I never call him Na'a. That's
uh-huh.
Our father. Father is Na'a.
Uh-huh.
But he's my stepfather, and I always call him Hai. I call him Hai.
Uh-huh.
That stepfather is Paiute.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
But he called you his daughter.
Uh-huh.
Is there a word for stepdaughter in
Paiute?
Is there a word for stepdaughter in Paiute?
Yeah. Husa.
Oh.
Husa.
Uh-huh. That's a stepdaughter.
Uh-huh. Stepdaughter. Husa.
Uh-huh.
The stepdaughter or stepson. Husa.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Same word for both.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus, he tells me lots of things, some I don't remember.
Onko mut aivoa kooni, hakattu joho, kuina kuhu. There's another bad one.
That's on my mother's side, and my real father. You know, long time ago, these Indians used to. They're my people from Stillwater, you know.
Yeah.
Then they used to be in Austin, all over in there. I own. they come through the east gate like that, and they always come on horseback or on foot.
Mm-hmm.
Here to Virginia City on foot.
Yeah.
And they were doing like that way after a while. I guess my father, he had some horses. They come from Austin, come through Fallon. You know that place where they call that place that's, what's that, Harmon?
Yeah.
Down by the river?
Yeah.
That place, people that lives in there, I don't know who them people were. They're the ones that always chase the Indians that way or that way. If they're going to Carson, going to Fallon, they always chase them on horses. Oh. And one time my father and my aunt and my mother, they were coming on horseback. All of them were on horseback. They were coming along, they come through by La Houghton,
yeah,
in a straight cut through that, you know, that place what they call Silver Springs.
Yes.
There's a well there, you know. That's where they said they're going to water their horses.
Yeah.
And they see this wagon over there, wagon drawn with about four horses.
Uh-huh.
And then they stayed over there and they watered their horses. And after a while, I guess my father asked my mother if they had any matches.
Uh-huh.
She said, "No, we got no matches. We forgot matches," he said. So she said, my mother, I guess you better ask them white men for matches. So when we go along the river someplace running here, we camp over there and we eat over there. We got to make fire, he said. Ask them for some matches. And then he said, I told them to start, them two ladies. You go ahead first, he said. Then they started, and after a while, I guess my father walked to them white people and asked for the matches. And they sure cut him down there. They call him all kinds of names, dirty Indian, every kind of bad word.
Huh.
Then my father holler at to them ladies, "Hurry up, go fast," he said. "Go fast. Take the road," he said. "These white people, they talk bad," he said. "They might kill us," he said. They holler at them like that.
Away they went,
them two ladies on horseback. Then after my father, he got it. They never gave him no matches. Let's just cuss him over there. Then he got on his horse and away he went. Then after he went, then he looked back and this. Good thing these horses that were pulling the wagon, they were not saddle horses.
Huh.
They were not saddle horses.
Uh-huh.
They tried to put saddle on them, they buck with them over there, and they just couldn't make it, they say.
But they had tried to put saddle on them to chase them.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah, then they left. They went that way towards Virginia, so way down there below Dayton. Guess that's where they stayed overnight.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. If them horses were good riding horses, they'd sure chase them and kill them up there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Good thing
they said they were bad people in that place.
Yeah.
They were always against Indians. Going this way towards Austin, going that way to Virginia City, they always chase them.
People who were living there, huh?
Huh?
These people were living there all the time, huh?
Yeah.
Did they have a ranch there or a house
think,
there?
Yeah, I think it's a ranch or, you know, on the other side of the collar is a ragtown. That's where the state used to stop, they say.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. They come through there and along the river and that's the time.
Well, was it the people at Ragtown that chased them?
No, right in that Harmon ranch.
For Harmon.
Uh-huh. There's all the Indians, they're bad people. They call them bad people. White people. I don't know who they are. It was a long time, you know.
And you think that they were on the Harmon place?
I don't know. That's